And I wanted to share, in closing, a story, true story, about my dad's best friend growing up. Don McLennan, incredible man. So engaged with my sisters and I, and that's probably part of why my sisters and I all play tennis. And we'd go out there, my dad and him would play a few times a week, and just, we'd be the ball girls, and loved it. You know, he, on the outside, Don looked so healthy, right? He was fit, he was strong. But at 39 years of age, which is the same age as my husband, he fell down on the court, and he had a heart attack. And the next day, he passed away. And I remember talking to his wife, saying, if only I would have been more diligent about what we ate. If only I would have got him to stop smoking. If only I would have helped him stop his habit of drinking 2 liters of pop a day. And then I remember my dad saying, if only I would have told him the truth about chiropractic, that it wasn't just about when he hurts, like the one time a year he'd come and see me. If only I really shared that it was about function. And I remember as a young girl, the pain that my dad was going through. And I remember the switch in my father, where he went from this nonchalant, just, hey, show up whenever you want, chiropractor, to someone who would stop any person in the grocery store, at the mall, and he would share what he knew about health. And it used to drive me crazy. But now, after losing people in my own life, after seeing my patients lose family members from preventable diseases, losing them earlier than they had to, I found my voice. And that's another reason I'm here today. Because I don't want you guys to have if-onlys. I don't want to have if-onlys. There's so much we can do now to prevent disease. There's so much we can do now to move out of survival, because that's where disease just lives, when we're just surviving. There's so much we can do to really thrive, and it's a journey. And I'd be honored to be on the journey with any of you who are looking for help. My first ask of you, Suzanne's going to hand out some little sheets, is to write down somewhere where you would like people to hear a message of hope and a message of health. Or like today, a message of urgency. Whether it's your workplace, you can do talks on positive thinking, on how to handle stress, how to sit proper, you know. We can really customize it to your place of work. Or if you're thinking of something different, that you want some, you know, group that you're part of, like this, that's for Steve and his staff. And I did a seminar at his office, thought, you know what? We have more people who need to hear a message like this. So please, you know, write down where you think. Because we love to donate time, a couple hours a month, to really getting out in the community. And the other part, I also donate 4 hours of additional time per month to being able to screen, do preventative health screening for the individuals I speak to. And so we've actually set aside 4 hours of time. We've blocked it on our schedule for you guys, any of you who are interested, to have a preventative health screening done at our event. For you just to know, even if you don't have pain, to know, is there something going on that's dimming you, that's keeping you from living fully alive? And so there takes about a half hour. If you're interested in that, please see Suzanne. And she can help you pick the 30-minute block of time that fits best in your schedule. And there are no expectations if you get to do what you want with that information. But it would be my honor to give you that gift. And I would love if you'd receive that. So talk to Suzanne before you leave today if you're interested in that. If you're interested in what you can do to live more fully alive. And please hand in your sheet. Because we we'd love, again, we'd love leads. We'd love to be able to help share information with your friends, coworkers, family, wherever it is. So please take action. It's up to all of us to create the healthiest community we can in our workplace and in our home. Thank you so much for your time today.